Tango Mobile. Was that you, Rusty? N0TR.
Tom, how are you today?
I just got the last couple of letters there. I apologize for that. I was just starting the car and backing out of the garage, and I turned the radio on. Doing good. Had a wonderful conversation with Ronnie, K2SST. I'll remember that call better now. SST, that's an airplane. I can remember that. We're doing good. I went down and got the oil change down at Sam's Automotive down at Duncan and come back and picked up Bernice.
Hi, Rusty.
And we got some pizza and pfeffernusens, and we're going to send one package to Boston and one to Golden City, Missouri. I'm sure you never heard of that. It's a little bitty town. Oh, just across the line in Missouri to your niece. And so we're going to head out towards FedEx right now out there by the airport, Rusty. Over.
You don't know. They must have it in to net mode right now because it's not doing its thingy. Anyway, yeah, well, I've got to go take a pair of pants up to have the inseam, have the length of the legs shortened because they're too long for me, and take a shirt by the cleaners and then run by the grocery store and pick up an item I need. So other than that, I'm just trying to get caught up on things around, and then I got to go back and work on some stuff at the house, computer-wise, and still trying to make sure my eyes are all back to normal since they were dilated yesterday.
Well, I hate that. I just despise it. You know, the last time I had my eyes examined, that lady checked the pressure, and she didn't get it right the first time, you know, where they stick that little probe on your eye. And it's not painful because they deaden it. But I think she pressed it a little bit hard because I couldn't see out of that eye for probably 30 minutes. And so I went back inside and told them, and gave me some eye drops, and I went on my way, but that's the only time I ever had any issue with that. And it usually doesn't bother you a bit. They all do it when they check your eyes for an eye test, you know. But I don't like them dilated. And Bernice, they have to dilate her eyes about 3 times, Rusty, to get them down to normal.
Dilation on mine, and it got, they use 3 different drops they put in the eye now to get mine to dilate. And I made sure I had a driver yesterday because it was supposed to be sunshining, I knew, and I wasn't going to try to drive myself. So I got somebody, a friend from church, and he's like me, he's retired, and he was willing to come pick me up and take me where I needed to go and then wait on me. And then I bought him some lunch yesterday, and you know, so it worked out, and my eyes finally, and then I got home and decided to sit down and take a nap, and that's what I did. So I took about a 2.5-hour nap, and that helped the dilation come down a little faster too.
That's wise. Man, I just can't hardly see to drive when they dilate them. So I sat there for about a half an hour and listened to music, usually in the car, and then mosey on my way. I don't want to sit there in the doctor's office around a lot of people and get going. And I bought the mechanic's lunch for him down there today. He said, "You don't have to do that." And I said, "Man, it's Merry Christmas." And they're nice people. I really like them, and they do a great job. And so on and so forth. But, yeah, that's probably the wisest thing to do. I should let Bernice drive. She's a good driver. But normally I do most of the driving. And down here, it's so crazy, you know. I hate to ask her to do that. But, heck, one day I went to Columbia to Dorn, and the time I woke up after I had that endoscope, we was back home.
I'll be back in just a few minutes. I've reached the place where I gotta go in for the alterations and see what it's gonna cost me. Be back in a minute, W2T.
I'm in for DJC.
Good. Good morning, Jerry. Very nice to hear you this morning. Haven't heard you in a while. How's your day going?
10 minutes the radio. It's the right time. Been listening to you guys off and on, but been kind of tied up in the mornings and prime time in the afternoon too. But thought I'd check on you, see how you guys are doing. It's kind of cold and damp outside this morning.
That's a big QSL. It's 45 here now. We got 1.49 inches of rain last night, the weather station said, on my little AccuRite weather station. And it all come after midnight at our place. But boy, we sure needed it. I tried putting a little whirly jig in on the lawn out there to keep the birds from crapping all over the lawn chair, and I had to get a sledgehammer and a crowbar to make a hole just to stick a half-inch pipe in. It didn't work. I seen two bluebirds sitting on it this morning doing their thing. So I might put one down at the other end and see if that works. Anyways, it's a losing cause. My own fault, I always fed the birds right out in that area. But I decided after that, I'm not going to throw any bird seed out there anymore. I get tired of them doing that.
We haven't done any of that in years. Lynn's parents used to do it all the time. About all they did was just make a mess with the seeds and other stuff. And I finally, they used to do the hummingbird feeders, which was a lot of fun to watch some hummers come in and out. But hey, we started hanging up the, during the wintertime, they would hang up the seed, you know, it comes in a bag with the little birds can use it, but the big birds can't get a hold of it. And also, it didn't attract the squirrels like the sunflower seeds and other mixed bird seed does. And, attack up some suet or something like that on the side of a tree for the woodpeckers. But, we don't do any of that. We don't have any trees in the backyard. We cut all of them down. So we'd have to put a metal pole up then, and my grass cutting guy'd have to cut around it. So we just don't do any of it. That's pure laziness, I guess.
This is LTR. No, it's a matter of choice. I always did. I love to see the doves. We used to hunt them up in Kansas, but I don't know. I never did care much for hunting them. They didn't have that much meat on them. Now, I like to hunt quail, but I can't do any of that anymore. Boy, my feet lately have been an extremely severe problem. And, I went out there working on antenna the other day, and when you walk on the leaves, you can't see the rocks and stuff below, and my foot is fused. And it don't like to bend, and that didn't help with any either. But I have to treat it every day. It hurts a lot every day. But so life goes. You get old, and it's that old age, Jerry.
Having trouble hurting these last 10 days or so. She had trouble with her right one off her own, but went to the doctor. She didn't get an orthopedic, but the doctor couldn't find anything mobile in it. But our nephew's in his fifth year of residency now, so he's orthopedic. So we'll go get him to see what he says about it at Christmas time, see whether or not she needs to get a form of specialist. She don't have any surgery on it, but it's not bad, but it's just uncomfortable. And yeah, that's, I know about the leaves thing. You know, we had sweet gum trees in our yard. We cut the last one down. It was actually physically in our yard last year, this past summer. And but that was some sweet gum balls and acorns. And we got a hickory nut tree that's on other people's property. Just dropped, thousands of hickory nuts this year, it seems like. And it's just a constant battle to get them swept out of the yard. And I'm hoping whenever if they ever do decide to clear this lot, I think I would take that one down, although it does attract squirrels, which make good targets sometimes. But, you know how that is. But now I tell you, Lynn took a tumble several years ago on some sweet gum balls. We were walking in the neighborhood, and she was lucky she didn't break her arm. She just, It's like walking on roller skates. Just terrible. And with the waves, you can't see that stuff.
W2T Mobile.
This is OTR Mobile, acknowledging Rusty. Yes, daughter's got a bunch of those sweet gum trees over by their lake house in a very steep driveway. We have to be very careful. And I didn't realize this road went this way. It's merging. And these nice people, of course, won't let me in. That's typical. Anyways, got in the right lane here. The hickory nuts are a constant, terrible problem in the backyard. And I use a leaf blower to blow them off. And I think I'm going to go downtown and just see what it looks like down there. It's almost switch lanes here. Anyways, yeah, they're a pain in the neck. We have those, and what else back there? I guess, the oak trees. Oh, my God, they just drop those things all over the place, and then those oak trees, they form a root on them, and before you know it, that thing's 6 inches long, and you can't hardly pull it up out of the ground when you go to try to get rid of them. And then another pain is the acorns.
Okay, I was going to see who was going to pick it up next. Tom just quit talking all of a sudden. Yeah, they can be a pain. I go around and when I catch mine, I look for them when they get to be up about an inch tall. I go around and pull those suckers up. I don't want oak trees in the middle of my flowers. I don't have a lot of flowers, but I don't want oak trees in the middle of them. So anyway, and I got my pants, jeans dropped off at the alteration place, and it'll cost me $12, but that's not bad considering they're jeans and they cost a whole lot more than that to buy a new pair. And my shirt dropped off the cleaners to be laundered and starched, so now I'm going to the grocery store and just trying to make it through the week, as they say. And this damp, cold weather this morning is not setting good with my arthritis. And anyway, go ahead and pick it up.
Yeah, I apologize, Jerry, or Rusty. I should have sent it over to you. I was making a turn in downtown Greer here and kind of lost my train of thought. Go ahead, Jerry.
Well, along with the dampness, just rid of pussy. If anything's squeaky, it's going to squeak today. Any rusty joints. But it really takes a toll on me. My neck and my hands, too. My hands used to not be this bad. I used to have a lot of strength in my hands, but just working all those years in a mill, pulling loom handles and all that other stuff, and even turning some wrenches in my time, it really takes a toll on your hands. It catches up with you later on in life. And of course, time you know how it is, too. You did a lot of that type of work, I know, over the years. And when you're 30 or 40, you don't think about it. When you hit 70, that's when everything starts to kind of lock down. Ankles and knees and hips and shoulders and neck and everything else.
Oh, I thought you were going to pick it back up, Tom. I just wondering, Tom, why you're going all the way over to the FedEx place to, you know, why don't you just go by Office Max or Office Depot or Staples? They do shipping, and it doesn't cost you any more if you go there and get them to do it for you. They charge the FedEx prices, and I don't think the fee they add is not very much, so if anything. Because that's when I've got to ship something to FedEx or UPS, I will go to my nearest UPS store or the FedEx place or go by Office Depot, and they handle both FedEx and UPS. So, anyway. But you got everything where it needs to be. Getting up here near the Publix. Got to go and pick up a couple of items in there that I need to have around the house that I've let go. And we're getting a new Ace Hardware over here where Reedville Road meets 290. And they're building a big Ace Hardware over here. That sucker's going to be a big place, so it's going to be a nice, well-equipped one, I'm hoping, because they're a good place to go buy stuff sometimes, too. anyway, Jerry, good to hear you this morning. And yeah, the cold weather and the arthritis and the cold, wet weather and the arthritis just don't jive too much. So anyway, I will catch you later, both of you, because I'm pulling in here at the grocery store. And I want to go on inside and get two items I need to pick up and get back in the car and head back to the house where it's warm. And I'll be inside and I can get another cup of coffee. Of course, I did bring one with me. So anyway, good to talk to both of you. We'll catch up to you later. N0TR to take it, W2T.
Rusty? Yes, your Ace Hardware is a great store, always has been, but you know, they're inconvenient where they're located at for us. We have to go through a lot of traffic. I just seen a monstrous airplane take off here. Well, Rusty, the answer to that is we like to drive out here and out near the airport, and I'm looking at all the big FedEx 757s, and once in a while you get lucky and see something unusual, and that's the only excuse for coming out here. And the fact that FedEx makes it to Boston in 2 days is another reason. And so we're pleased with their service. And I don't think there's that much difference in any of them. I've never looked, to be honest with you. Yeah, there's a nice Learjet or Gulfstream sitting out here. No, it's a Learjet, a big one. About 12 passengers, and there's three huge FedEx planes out here, Jerry. And I always like to come out near the airport, you know us kids. Go ahead, Jerry.
Some of that stuff on my scanner, sometimes I can pick up the AM stuff, and I'm not close enough to hear some of the things, you know, some of the airport stuff from here, but I can when I'm in Greenville pretty easily. But also look at that flight aware thing that tracks them. If they let you track them anyway, it's a lot of fun to watch that. Sometimes I can pick up the flight numbers and correspond with what I'm hearing on the radio too. I enjoy that too, Tom. I hadn't been up that way in a while, but I used to enjoy it when I was traveling. Sometimes I just pull off the side of the road down and pull around close to the airport and watch them come in and out when I had a little time to kill. But yeah, I enjoy that too. I haven't been up that way in a while, being length of time. But FedEx, their second-day service and above is pretty good. Their ground service is terrible, though, because the ground service is, you know, they have a, let me drop it here for a second. Services, or, you know, people buy those routes, and then what they do is the routes they don't like, they sublease them to other drivers. And the ground routes, you might get something today, and you might get it Friday. You know, even if it's due today, the hiring services are generally run by the people that actually, you know, the guys that are making the money. I sent several high-end knives out to a guy in Virginia, and they left here at 4 o'clock that afternoon, got there at 11 o'clock the next day. Of course, it was expensive, but, you know, that were pretty high-value items, too. But their hiring services are fast and reliable, but now, for standard ground stuff, I just send you UPS, because I can get them to hold it at the UPS store here in town or wherever. And FedEx, unless it's a hiring thing, that won't let you hold it. The FedEx shipping center's about a mile from my house, but otherwise you have to pick it up at Dollar General or something like that, I think. But I like FedEx for the next day stuff. I really like it a lot.
Is out and headed in, and I got to get the other box, Jerry. So I better let you go. Great hearing you this morning. It's N0TR clear.
Please have a good afternoon. Good talking to you. N4DJC clear.
From 2 Tango Mobile.